Chapter 5. Dinah lay awake, staring into the darkness and listening to a chorus of tree frogs outside the bedroom window. "Your intuition is out of whack," she told herself. "You're a worrywart who conjures up bugaboos where there are none." She rolled onto her side and studied Tor's back. She coughed. The mattress jiggled. He didn't move. She sighed and turned onto her back again. Maybe he was just embarrassed that he couldn't stop acting like a cop, and he was afraid she wouldn't stick around and play second fiddle during his busman's holiday. He had introduced himself to the Greek officers as a tourist, but he'd made it sound like he was practically an eyewitness. He convinced them to drop her off at the taverna and take him along with them to identify Yanis. She'd sat in the taverna, cooling her heels, for 2 hours, and when he finally showed up, he'd been about as talkative as a fence post. She'd peppered him with questions, but all he said was that the police found Yanis eating his dinner at the farmhouse. He had offered no resistance, and the police had taken him into Samos Town, where the public prosecutor would interview him in the morning. When she asked if they'd found the murder weapon, Tor just shook his head. And when she asked if he'd learned anything about the dead man or what the argument was about, his eyes wandered off into the treetops as if he were squirrel hunting. If the local police didn't like foreigners, they might be shutting him out of their speculations and discussions. Maybe he felt snubbed, and that's why he was so vague and close-mouthed. Whatever the reason, his silence was keeping her awake. A familiar pungent aroma whiffed into the room. Marijuana. It seemed to be emanating from the veranda just under the window. The word may not have spread that the house had been let.